fighting for America.
Ishmael Brinsley posting a dire warning on his Instagram account, which read, quote, "They take one of ours, let's take two of theirs. Hashtag shoot the police. Hashtag RIP Eric Garner. Hashtag RIP Mike Brown."
Fighting for Idaho.
And this punk show up in here marching around last week with those demonstrations. What do we want, dead cops? Well, they got two dead cops.
Fighting for you.
Don't we all have a responsibility? I know that I have a responsibility that if I say something offensive, that if I say something that crosses a line, we'll be seeing it.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We are broadcasting live from Ed's Cafe here in Meridian. Why don't we have a big round of applause for Governor Otter and John Felkins from Entree Leadership. Come on, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Rachel Cruz joins us. Rachel, good morning.
Kevin, thanks for having me. I can't wait to see you guys in Boise on at Entree Leadership. I'll be there, and then also the Legacy Journey Live on Thursday night.
We're joined now by Alan Robertson and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Do your bubble for Idaho.
Okay.
Wow, wow. Kevin Miller broadcasting live from Bishop Kelly, promoting our schools, securing our future.
Good morning from Capitol Heights!
580 KIDO from Greenleaf Friends Academy.
Good morning!
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm talking about.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDO AM, Boise, Idaho.
This award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you. Certainly a major loss, not only to 580 KIDO, but to the entire Treasure Valley Northwest broadcasting community.
Yep, finding out Saturday morning early that John Dwayne, former morning show host right here on 580, and back when KIDO was on 630 before the frequency shift for many years, John Dwayne with John and Chris in the Morning has passed away.
580 KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds on the ground.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Miller's Mitch continues.
Kevin Miller, thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of all of us at the Rescue Mission, and particularly the people we're serving.
Sean Hannity joins us now at 580 KIDO.
Kevin, I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
We're joined by the one, the only, John Rich. I've been following you for quite some time, and I'm just wondering if you remember me at all.
Of course I do. You know, I wish you were still here. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so it's good for y'all listening. You've got a real rock star on your hands.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, promoting our schools, securing our future.
We love Kevin and KIDO!
We have had a crash last night of an Apache helicopter, Longbow. Governor Otter, good morning, sir. I wish it were under better circumstances.
The toughest part is always to put the folks together that has to go tell the fans.
Our thoughts and prayers to the family of those departed, gave their life for our country.
Kevin Miller, the big turkey, is gathering turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission right now. It's always better to give a turkey than to be one, and that's why we're here.
Over 538 turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. Thank you, thank you. We do appreciate your great generosity. You have made a difference. All right, 6:09, Kevin Miller in the Morning here. It is our Christmas party. Robin, shh, Tom Munch, shh, you're going to talk? Go outside. You know the rules here. Ho, 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 bah humbug. We've got Pat from Middleton, Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party. Tom Munch already causing a ruckus. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, off the grid. TPB with us in the AM. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, good to have the gang here. If you're an XL, Tom, grab one of those Miller Militia shirts. It's a Christmas miracle. We've made it once again. Another year of broadcast excellence. We start with TPB. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Exciting to be here. We haven't been around here for a little bit.
Exactly.
So, nice to see you, and nice to see those nice KIDO shirts you have on now.
Right. Robin, you guys are going to talk. You got to leave the studio. We're doing a show. Everybody knows the rules. Right, Daryl?
That's right.
Thank you.
I didn't hear the bell.
The bell is back, yes.
You guys.
There are rules.
There are rules for the Christmas party, so here we are.
Where did you get this unruly crowd?
I know. Every year we go through this, and every year I got to double up my Benazepril and Bistolic, my high blood pressure medicine, to get through this. Why we do this, I don't know. But anyway, we start with the year that was, and again, another year together, another year of confrontation, another year of challenges. Was this a successful year? I suppose, Tea Party Bob, publisher of the Gem State Patriot, do we start with you, or do we go to the ever, ever pugnacious, lovable, social media maven, Pat from Middleton?
Oh, Pat never gets a chance to talk.
Social media maven?
He's on there texting already.
He is texting, yes. And, you know, anybody who's texting should not be on.
Exactly. Don't text and speak, Pat.
Oh, okay. Don't text and drive. Don't
You're
text
not ambidextrous, you know, I can
I'm
tell you that.
I'm a multitasker, yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, we begin.
Well, I think it was an interesting year. We've had a primary. We had a regular election. We saw some changes. I think maybe some good came out of it. I'm not completely happy with what happened, but we'll see what the next year brings. Change is always taking place very slowly. Unfortunately, I wish we could speed things up, but you can't do that all the time. But I think that Idaho is doing better. We've got more jobs. I just wish they were better paying. The economy seems to improve a little bit, but I don't think it's improved very much. As far as you were talking about the gas tax this morning, still a little irritated about that thought process, and I'm sure they're going to try to bring that up again this year. 25 cents, I think, is enough for these guys to get taxed for their gasoline. Let's take that money out of some places where we have too much money going into. And I thought that Jim might have had the right idea. Let's look for places where there's a lot of expenses that we don't need.
Jim doesn't have any right ideas.
You
know why? Because Jim isn't here. So we go to Pat from Middleton.
Yeah. Well, I just drove by Flying J on my way in. It's a 45-mile drive, so just so you know how dedicated I am to come in all this way.
Wow.
But I saw their sign up there, unleaded gas, $2.18 a gallon.
And you're not unhappy with the gas tax?
I was getting there. I was saying, you know, part of the reason why the gas tax, the revenue from the gas taxes aren't coming in is I cut my driving way down because where I live, I have to, you know, I limit how many trips I take. I'm not going to the movies because not only going to the price of movies are expensive, but then the added, it's 20 miles to a movie theater. So I've got a gallon of gas to get there and a gallon back. Well, that's, you know, that at $4 a gallon for gas, I wasn't, now it's $2.18. You know, I'm more than likely going to do a little bit more traveling and stuff like that because, so, you know, when they get taxed by the gallon, they're actually generating more money when more gallons are consumed. We are a consumer nation.
Here I thought we were just going to have a nice, nostalgic nutmeg, blah, 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 and we got gas tax and everything else. Daryl?
Well, Prius did real good this year.
But, you know, people have been taking I've been taking a beating for endorsing the Prius.
Oh.
People say that you're not a man if you drive a Prius.
Oh, no, no. That's where you get your muscles. That's very manly. That's what plugging it into the wall. Oh, that's it. The girls just love it.
The girls love it. All right. Yeah. Well, we heard it here first. The chick magnet, Daryl. All right. Let's see. Are you two going to share the mic? If you're going to share it, well, Terry, grab that one there. And Sheila, your thoughts there on Daryl being the chick magnet. This is very compelling stuff already.
Well, I certainly hope he isn't a chick magnet, but he's a Sheila magnet. And the Prius that he chose is very much a part of that. And the only thing we can't do in our Prius pretty much is go get firewood.
All right. Well, we have that going on. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, your thoughts on the year that was.
the year that was really good. You know, we looked at all the negative that the year started with, all the...
Now, wait a minute. You're always talking about that we've got to get off the grid and it's going to end and the petrodollar's done. How can that be a good year?
Because we're still on the grid and the petrodollar's still alive.
You know, I thought of you, and I hate to say this, and this is not a thought, but I thought of you when I was in the shower the other day.
Boy, I have no idea how I'm supposed
you know,
to think about this.
I don't
this.
Know why. I'm comfortable in my manhood enough to say this, and I get some of my great thoughts when I'm in the shower, and I thought, what would happen if all of a sudden we didn't have any water, we didn't have any refrigeration, and the thoughts that you've been indoctrinating me with for the past 2 years, I'm going, wow, what if Terry's right, and all of a sudden it's, you know, we won't have showers anymore. You know, where's the water supply and everything else? I just wanted to let you know I thought of you there when I... You know.
Did the thought end there?
That was about it. Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope so.
He hasn't been stocking up, Terry.
I don't know what you guys are doing in the showers, but what I'm just saying, I have some of my best thoughts there in the shower.
That's why I'm glad I got a generator, my own well, and my own septic, and I'm pretty well.
Well, rest assured, we can all sleep easier knowing that you have your own septic system.
Well, don't think about me in the shower either.
The only thing is that you can't cook. You don't have a stove.
Yes, I have a stove. I said I don't have an oven.
So I thought we were talking to Terry.
Wow.
You know, you mentioned one thought about thinking about a man in a shower, and this is where it comes down to.
Can you turn the spotlight down here?
Apparently.
Let's talk about the year that was. The year that was a good year. You know, when I look at it from a standpoint of personal, my family has grown. I've got more grandchildren. It was a wonderful year. Everybody's in good health, except, of course, the flu creeping in a little bit here. Everybody's expanded their own vision. They've all of them have definitely have a closer relationship with God. You know, all those things that a father hopes for. Wife has entered the workplace via a commercial setting again. She's happy. We're all happy. The dogs are happy. The goats are happy. The chickens are happy.
Well,
the cat's
you know, this
happy.
This is what they call the tune-out factor, so you and your goats can be happy. Tom Munns, you're going to have to grab the microphone over there very early. You know, is this the GQ Tom Munns that we see now? Very dapper.
Sharp looking.
Very, look, I'm not, you're, you know, look, if I can say that I'm thinking of Terry in the shower.
He's from New York City.
I can say that you're a, you know, very well dressed today. You're a handsome man. Is that okay to say that to Tea Party Bob?
Oh, I think it's fine for Tom. Tom right. looks very dapper today.
No, I was saying, is that okay for me to say that?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm just trying to be respectful.
Well, God bless you.
You know.
Yeah, maybe Pat could take a few lessons from
you. You have to respect those that, you know, that still like you after all you've done.
Well, your thoughts on the year, Tom. You're always out there. You've traveled quite a bit. You've talked to a lot of folks. You've had a lot of adventures.
Well, I don't know if that's really appropriate for this time on the radio because I don't know if we're expecting me to be honest or if we're expecting me to just, you know...
It's all about entertainment.
...to talk about roses. So
yes, roses.
You know, I think that, you know, I think on the rosier part of the thing, I mean, I think it's been... I think it's been an interesting year nonetheless. I think that some people are very happy with some of the changes that have been going on. I'm very blessed. I'm you know, lucky to still be married and have my kids, and I'm very close with my kids and my wife, and I'm just grateful what I've had. And I'm grateful that I've gone through all of the aggressiveness and things that I have and still end up with my friends. And, you know, I think more than anything, that's probably more... That is one of the greatest things that that I think I can claim and the thing I'm thankful for the most.
Well, we all love you in a heterosexually appropriate way, but here's the interesting. Now, you said I want to talk about economic trade and what?
Oh, the trade partnerships.
Here we are at Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and we've got TPB talking about the primary that was that wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Pat from Middleton, gosh knows, talking about what Daryl's saying he's a chick magnet. Sheila saying he's a Sheila magnet. Terry's talking about thinking of me in the shower. And then you're talking about free trade and everything else. I'm glad you're on task.
I didn't mention trade this morning.
Well, you did. You Facebooked me. 619, Kevin Miller in the morning. It is our Christmas party once again. The gang is all here. We'd love to see you. We have a very special present for those of you that do stop in to see us. And just our little way of saying thank you. And I do have to thank... our great friend Rich Summers for making that happen. So if you do come by, you'll get a very special present. And those of you with protruding waistlines like yours truly, we do have a few extra large sizes. All right.
What are you unveiling?
Oh, the shirt.
It was a tease.
Oh.
Yes, thank you, Pat. It's always best when his microphone is turned off permanently. All right, let's get you to traffic now.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, the rules of the Kevin Miller Christmas party are always, if you want to talk, we encourage it, but you can go outside the area and talk. We are, once again, dedicated to the broadcast. 626, it is the Christmas party. We've got all of Santa's jolly little elves with us today. We've got little Pat from Middleton, Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, our favorite little elves, all circulating, going over the list of who's been naughty and who's been nice. Tom Munns is with us, and Tea Party Bob. It's great, and if you are coming down, we'd love to see you. We have a lot of people that RSVP'd, and hopefully they'll join us. But as we move along, we're doing our Matters of Faith program tomorrow. And I think we'll do this in the next half hour. We'll talk messages of inspiration to a lot of us. But when we take a look at the big story this year, what really resonates? I know what resonates with TPB. I get that. But for everybody else, what really resonates as far as an issue, whether it was local, state, or national? Let's stick with local and state that you'll identify this year with. We'll start with you, oh humble one.
Thank you. The fact that our economy is getting a little better.
Is it, though?
I think so. I think not to the effect that it's benefiting me greatly, but then I've also decided that after 35 years of busting my hump and trying to build up a business, I just
want to... And that's quite a hump.
Yeah, that's quite a hump. You should know. You've got one, too. You know, you got...
Those of you keeping... I'm just saying.
After 35 years of having employees and all that stuff and going through all that, I just, you know, I really got tired of all the, you know, the regulations that are being dropped on us at all the times. I mean, I got letters.
You've made this about yourself.
Well, you asked me about myself. And what I'm just saying is that the economy is getting better for those that are willing to, you know, go out there and work hard at it. It's a lot better than it was back in the 80s, early 80s when I was first starting out. So anyone that's starting out...
Well, we didn't have the internet then either.
Didn't have the internet. We didn't have the coffee houses we have. I mean, you know...
Oh, yes. The coffee houses, you know, and the internet. That, yes, that's...
There's a lot
We've come a long way, yes. How about a latte?
Well, I tell you what,
it's very rare that I can ever get you stumbling. That's
the Dutch Brothers in Caldwell's always got a line, and where people get their, you know, their extra money, I don't know.
How about Pat from Middleton Coffee? Could we see that coming up?
Probably not.
Well, we can rest assured. Hopefully, Daryl and Sheila, you can save this segment. Your thoughts on the local or state story of the year?
Well, I like the some of the election results, like what happened up in Kootenai County. They were pretty successful. We did pretty good around here in Canyon County and Ada County as far as our tries or what we tried. The rest of the state didn't kind of go along with it, but I'm glad to see gasoline going down, construction's up. That all looks real good. I think people are getting happier anyway. But
Well, we're all about happy. Sheila, sporting your Miller Militia shirt, go ahead, please.
I'm grateful that we got Denny elected. I think that he's going to be a good influence on Idaho and on the land board. And I'm glad nationally to see that some senators got elected, like Ben Sace in Nebraska, with 93 counties, all 93 counties.
Now, I thought we were sticking with the local.
Well,
you know,
the country is local.
Where's the bell on
country.
You? I'm with you. Okay, so we'll get to some national stories. But locally, anything that, you know, you guys have focused on the elections, I think gas prices, as you pointed out, that's a huge story. What about you, Terry?
Local, you know, I guess I've been so busy doing those personal things that I've been wanting to take care of for a few years that I've not been as involved as I could locally. But when I look around locally, I see more and more people becoming more self-aware. And that always excites me. It kind of brings them out of the clouds a little bit and says, hey, you know. And when you're out of the clouds, it means you function in a straighter line and with a more realistic approach to life. And that's just really good for, you know, everyone. So that's an improvement all around. That's really it. It's been more personal than involved anywhere else.
All right. We go to Tom Munns. Let's just give him one microphone, please. There we go.
So what it really is the question there, Kevin?
Apparently, I mean, people have had a problem answering it. Basically, the local story that has impacted you this year.
Oh, impacted me. You know, I've got a soft spot for the cop issue. This is really it's really been something that's really made me grieve. It's been a really tough place for me. So that's the issue that I'm focusing on the most. It's the one that concerns me the most right now. I think it's the one that should concern Idahoans the most, because it's the first interaction that the average citizen has with government. And I think if we don't deal with this situation properly, it's going to be very dangerous for all of us, even here at home.
All right, there we have it. TPB, your thoughts?
I'll tell you, I think that one of the most important things that happened this year was you winning that Marconi Award.
Finally, somebody that makes it about me.
Absolutely.
Cheers. Yes. Yay! That really was the coup d'etat.
Can I give you a honk?
You can give me a honk.
Sorry.
You know, we have so many non-celebrities in this town. It's nice to have one that's known nationally for what he does, not just for himself, but for the people of Idaho and for the local people here. I think it's a credit to have somebody like you involved in all of the activities you're involved in, not just the rescue mission, but the dog shelter and so many other things that you you get involved. I know I've been with you on some of these little...
You've been supplying me...
I'm supplying you with food.
So, yes, and as you can tell by my physique, you've done a great job of keeping me fed.
But, you know, sitting out there and watching you collect 500 turkeys, there's nothing better than that, or going down and spending time talking to the veterans. It's always a thrill to be around you, Kevin, and I think we all appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you, Tea Party Bob. I think, to summarize, I think it was a great year for everyone involved with this program. You take a look at the montage that Ray and I put together. You know, we started the year with George Norrie and Dave Ramsey, and, you know, we had the opportunity to have Hannity on and all these things that that came together. And, you know, in this era of Twitter, Facebook, and everything else, by the way, you can go to all those sites and see pictures from today's party. But the value of community, and it's so often talked about yet never executed. And I think this show, outside its host, has actually taken on a life and a caricature of its own. And that's what I'll remember this year, just a great year with everyone. It is 6:33. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:41, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. The comedy Christmas party continues. We've got a variety of folks here. And we were talking a little bit about inspiration for people that are going to be alone for the holidays, alone for Christmas. What does the panel say to help these folks to know that they're loved and they're not alone? We'll start with you, TPB.
Well, usually we wind up with some people over to our house that we don't know very well in many cases. We do that at Thanksgiving also. So, I don't know. I try to do my part to help out where somebody just doesn't have anyone around, or they need some company, or they need somebody to talk to or have a dinner with. I think it's kind of sad for some of the people who really don't have a home and have lost their place. And, you know, thank God for the rescue mission that they have at least a place to go. But it's the time of the year that you do feel sad for those people. You know, having been close to that position in myself many years ago, I kind of understand it. And, you know, if there's anything you can do to reach out and lend a helping hand, I think it's important that, you know, if you have a couple of dollars to donate to them. So it'll keep things going there. I'm just in a giving mood this Christmas, and I think that everybody else should be the same way. You know, this city is the second biggest giving city in the country, and I don't know how many people actually realize that, and they're the most generous people around. But you take a look at how many charities and how many people are helped here, it's amazing. This is a great place to live, regardless of what anybody says. You know, whether we have our own problems, but they're not as serious as when you look at New York or you look out and take a place like Ferguson or Los Angeles. This is the one place I want to be. This is where I'm very comfortable, and I think that most people should be grateful we do have a good state to live in and good people in it.
All right, we go to Tom Munns here with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Tom, for people that are alone or feeling blue or feel that the world is on top of them during the holidays, sometimes it's a rough time. What would you say to inspire these folks?
Well, I can identify with the feeling. It's always been kind of a rough time for me during Christmas because when I lost my mom in 2002, nobody was probably more Christmas-oriented than she was, and nobody did the kind of things that she did. I think the thing that really helps me, and I think I kind of alluded to it earlier, was the value of friendship. I've lived in quite a few places, and nowhere else have I met the kind of people that I would rather be around in this state, and I'm very grateful for that. And I think the most, if I had to be inspiring at all, or if I could be, I think the one thing that I would say is that stick close to your friends. You know, find out who your friends are and stick close to them, because they're the ones that are going to be able to get you through. And, you know, I think as far as what Bob was talking about is about the Boise being the most giving state, I think it's because of our moral base. You know, the rest of the society is culturally, you know, declining. And although Idaho may be to that to some degree, the people still have, I believe, a moral foundation and a genuine caring nature for other people. And I think that's what separates Boise from the rest of the nation.
Indeed. And we'll go to Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Here, and again, if you would like to call us, give us your thoughts, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Terry, you know, we've all been through things, whether it's the Great Recession, whether it's job loss, whether it's people loss. These are tough times for people.
Kevin, the fact that even in this small room, you can see that we have a heart for those people that are hurting. I want to tell those people that are hurting that there are many, many other people out there who care about you. And to some, it might not seem like much, but you are in our prayers. And if you understand that prayers are that direct connection we have with God himself, and this is his birthday that we're referring to, he does move. And I don't get into the religious aspect a lot, you know, because I know that all the damage has been done out there in the name of religion. But I will say this, my God creates worlds. What does your God do? So lean into this God and your friends, as it was put so aptly here before, find your real friends. You know, we're there for you. Contact me. I'll be glad to sit with you. I'll be glad to hear you. And this is that time of the year where we do need to close our mouths and open our ears, you know, and stop putting, pride in front of ourselves and just hear people.
Sure.
You know, oftentimes I don't want advice. I just want to be heard.
All right. We're going to go to the phones here for a moment, and we'll get to Daryl and Sheila in a minute. But we go to young lady from New Hampshire. Pat Miller joins us. Good morning, Mom.
Morning, Kevin. Morning, everybody.
Hi, Mom.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I wanted to just, you were talking about people didn't have anywhere to go. Well, Kevin, you know, we moved around a lot, and we always made our friends family wherever we went. And I think that's really important to do for people who, especially people in the military, because they move a lot. And you know, you make your friends your family, and it just works out so much better. Sure, you miss your family, and you can talk to them, but by golly, when you have Christmas dinner with somebody who would normally be eating a pizza, it makes the world such a better place. And I just wanted to tell everybody, and I wanted to thank you for making my Thanksgiving the best ever, because I had all my kids together.
Well, it was great. I wish you wouldn't have, you know, the power wouldn't have gone out. You know, I wish you could have done something about that.
That was a little bit of an issue, but that's what happens in the Northeast quite frequently. But,
well, let me ask you this, though, because, you know, to have people on and, you know, the power of radio, you grew up with radio like all of us did.
Right.
What do you say to people that are having a tough time right now? I mean, talk to them directly.
I say find a church and go enjoy the blessings that God has given you, and don't dwell on what you don't have. Dwell on what you do have, because somebody always has something good in their life. No matter how deep you have to go to look for it, It's there. And that is what you would need to concentrate on. And ask and find the real meaning of Christmas. And it's in your heart. And go to church, find that baby Jesus, and he will help you get through the season.
Well, Mom, we love you, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a great time. I think those shirts are fabulous.
Oh, you've
got your pictures, so I keep looking.
We'll send you some.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye, honey. Love you.
Merry Christmas.
All right, there we have it. My mom, we love you, Mom, calling in here at 580KIDO. And when we're talking about the real spirit of the holidays coming up, we'll hear from our friends Daryl and Sheila. And as we seek to inspire folks on this Christmas Eve here at 580KIDO, am I keeping your attention there? I mean,
yeah.
You know, here we are. We have an award-winning broadcast. And let's just go behind the scenes, those of you subscribing to the video stream. We have Terry telling Tom Munns he's writing notes. We have Tea Party Bob intently listening. We have Daryl and Sheila on my every word, my award-winning words. And then we have Pat from Middleton texting and throwing down his headphones. Totally
I'm keeping apprised of all the goings-on.
Totally disrupting the listening process, I would say.
It's his appointment calendar.
I see. Well, you know, we could turn the rest of the show into the Pat from Middleton bachelor.
I'm in high demand. What can I tell you?
We could turn it back Pat from Middleton celebrity bachelor edition. Remember, we've always tried that. There was a little spark last year between he and Linda.
You keep threatening that. No, there was no spark. It was shock and distress.
That's called shock and awe.
I thought they were onto something. All right, quickly to traffic now. It is 6:40.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO. It is the Kevin Miller Christmas party. We have our friend Matt with us. Matt from Middleton. Pat from Middleton. And why don't we let Matt come over here to give him a mic. Matt, why don't you come over to next to Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, along with Greg Pruitt joining us from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. The Christmas party continues. It's so great to have everybody here. And while we wait for Matt, why don't we ask Sheila your thoughts to encourage people as we've been talking about this half hour for those people that might be feeling sad during the Christmas season.
I enjoy wishing people Merry Christmas, and we get a lot of positive response and smiles on greeting, and also people commenting on our bouncy hats that you can't see on the radio, but they're here.
Sure, but for people right now that are having a hard time, what would you say to them directly?
I would say that trust in God and that we should donate to help people have food and donate to the church. And I just am inspired by the things that you do, Kevin, helping us to remember to give food to people and providing a means to do that and supporting the rescue mission and even the animal shelter and bringing food for the animals.
Well, Sheila, we've got a lot of animals in here. And we're not talking about Mabel. We're not talking about Mabel. We go to Daryl with a note of inspiration for people here. Daryl?
Well, I think it might be said, endeavor to persevere. Things will get
better. Don't let them grind you down.
Don't let them grind you down is a good one, yes. And thank goodness Kevin is involved in getting goods, food, and support to the people that need it here in the valley, and it gives a good opportunity to allow you to participate yourselves. So I think that's really a great thing and quite a admirable thing that's been done. Kevin is a good support for this community.
That from the Prius driving chick magnet, self-proclaimed. it is 6:57 here at 580KIDO. Before we go to Matt in Middleton, thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Sheila. We go to Pat from Middleton, who will now totally destroy the harmony and on-air hugs that we've had.
No, I'm actually going to, you know, I grew up in Idaho in my adult years. I moved to California.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Palm Springs area. And, you know, I never felt like Christmas. It never felt like... a family community. It was so nomadic. It was people coming and going all the time. It was very resorty. And, you know, I longed to come back home. And when the opportunity arose that I could move back to home, and, you know, now that the, you know, the time limit of my, you know, judgment was over, I could move back.
Yes, anyway. He writes his own material, folks. Hard to tell that.
That's why I don't do stand-up for a living. But, you know, I moved back to Idaho, and it's Idaho's a great place to grow up. Idaho's a family orientation. One of the reasons why I think it's such a generous society is that people are very comfortable here. They're very happy here. They find a place to call home. It's not just a place to live. And it's a place that most people, you know, feel comfortable to be generous.
Hey, thank you for the Chamber of Commerce message. I thought you were going to give a shout-out to people that are in trouble. Okay, we'll hear from...
I was going to.
Look, time is the limit here. We only have 2 hours left. All right, coming up, more from Pat. How exciting. Matt from Middleton. And, you know, I think we own the town of Middleton. We have Tom Munns, mm-hmm. we have Matt, and we have Pat.
And
Greg Pruitt.
And Greg Pruitt.
Greg
and there's
Pruitt.
There's another Jim from Middleton. There's a Jim from Middleton.
Yeah, thank you for keeping the score. All right, time for traffic here.